Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org and coming soon to 95.7 FM.
I'm looking at myself, reflections of my mind. It's just the kind of day to leave myself behind. So gently swaying through the fairyland of love. If you would just come with me, I'll see the
find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP. Here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
things you can't see. I've been forced to lead these boys. I lack inspiration. I'm too proud to follow. I got to see my gun. Gonna have me some fun.
I miss her on the moon.
Hi, I'm Colonel Cannabis, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
Testing. Test, 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 test. Do I have a thing over there? Maybe it's just not in my headphones. Turn my headphones up. All right, folks, I don't know if you can hear me. I can't hear myself yet, so we're not sure if we're over the air. In the meantime, if you are listening and you can hear me, it is Hemp Rock Radio here on WVQC with a new board and all kinds of new stuff. Do I have a signal going out over there, Chuck? Does it look like I'm going out? Well, maybe we're going out. We'll get a break here in just a minute and find out what's going on. But if You can hear me, folks. This is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress, and he is the Burn Man over here trying to learn the new buttons and pots and dials and all kinds of stuff here at the new studio for WVQC. And, of course, you know, we are coming soon to 95.7. Don't forget that, because that is what's really important, is our antenna. And we are in the process of waiting for the FCC to send us an answer back on whether or not we can put our huge, beautiful antenna up on the Media Bridges building down here in the beautiful Queen City, Cincinnati, Ohio here. Now, if you want to help beyond that and be a member of the station, you can always, always, always donate and become a member, $30 per member and above. Of course, we do take all donations. To get more information about that, you can go to WVQC.org and sign up for that. Now, I'm going to move into, well, first of all, I do want to tell you what you heard in the beginning of the show. It was two cuts from Noctiluca, a local band that we love and adore. The cut five was Pandemonium, and cut six was On a Roll. And we are definitely trying to get this thing together here. Anyway, we have some things that are going on that we want to tell you about. We've been telling you about it the last few weeks. By the way, folks, if you tuned in over the last few weeks and noticed that we were not live on the air, it was because not only did we get snowed in here in Cincinnati, we also had the station down for President's Day last week. On Monday, we were not open. And then on Tuesday, it was a snow. The week before that, on Monday, it was also a snow day. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't a snow day that time. We had a bad stream that day. That day was supposed to be, and we did record it at home. It was a show dedicated to my friend Randy, who had passed away. And you can hear that show, although it did air last Monday, you can hear that on WEEDRadioNetwork.com. And all the other shows in archives as well as Cincinnati's Conscience, the show that follows us here on WVQC on Monday. You can see and hear her archives also on the WEED. And more to come, as a matter of fact. But so we did do a few recorded shows. Matter of fact, the board wasn't quite together yesterday, so we did record that show, and it aired. Did air off the station, but it can also be heard in archives now. Some of the stuff that we've talked about over the last few weeks, of course, is the Change.org team. They are still having people vote. And I'll tell you, we have dropped down a little bit, folks. It is the legalized recreational use of marijuana. Now it has dropped to number four with 1,663 votes. The top number has 5,276 votes. Now, I have to say, folks, I am for this as well. The top vote right now, top vote getter, rather, is you can create 1.5 million jobs by just simply fixing our schools. And, you know, Cincinnati is a perfect example of that. They did get federal money, and schools all over the city are being rebuilt. Across the street from Media Bridges is the new, soon-to-be-open School for Performing Arts, where people like Carmen Electra, Sarah Jessica Parker, has gone to, as well as other people that has made it out of this town. And we will be across from them here at the Media Bridges and WVQC, and that is so cool. So although we support medical marijuana and marijuana generally, you know, we support other things. So either way, go to change.org/ideas and go vote for yours. The top 10 most popular ideas will be announced at an event in Washington, D.C. in March and then presented to the Obama administration. Again, that comes out of the Change.org team. Now, I'm going to do a few announcements and then probably get to a song. I'm not sure of the time. I want to check out the time here in just a minute. But there is another meeting coming up for the Miami Valley Normal. That meeting is in Dayton. The time to change. It's the time to change marijuana laws. Again, that's a Dayton Miami Valley Normal meeting for their new chapter. Come out of the closet and get ready to change Ohio's marijuana laws. You can bring a friend, and please feel free to post this everywhere. So I am. Again, it's a meeting. The place is March 20th. We will be talking about this between now and March 20th next month, but it will be Saturday 3 o'clock till 4:20, Saturday, March 20th. That is it at the Dayton Metro Library in Dayton, Ohio. Now, you could also get some information. Now, later in the show, we're going to have on Tanya Davis. She is one of the recipients of the National Normals Pauline Sabin Award, and that was last year at their Normal Conference. And she's with not only the Ohio Normal, as well as, I believe, the new chapter out of the Miami Valley area. She is also founder of MJ Action Network, MMJ Action Network for Medical Marijuana, as well as Ohio Patient Network. She works with them as well. She will be on in the second half of today's show. But I want to give you, if you've got some time, and of course you obviously have your computer in front of you because we are broadcasting on WVQC.org, there is an old article that you should go look up. If not right now, you can do it later. It was uncovered. And it's just recently, and it was titled Ohio's Short-Lived Medical Marijuana Law by John Hartman. He unfortunately passed away in 2008. He was the founder of North Coast Normal and as well as Ohio Cannabis Society. Now, there is a tiny URL. I'm going to read this off. If you know tiny URL, you can go to tinyurl.com, YHLB3T3. I'll say it again, tinyurl.com, YHLB3T3. It's a really great article from John Hartman that he wrote about the 1996 Senate Bill 2 that was passed by the Ohio Senate. In that legislative session of 96, and then Governor Voinovich, as John will tell you when he wrote the story, said, "What? What? How did that slide by us? We didn't know about that. You people didn't read your bill like they ever do. And we're going to get it overturned." And by 1997, in the next legislative session here in Ohio, they overturned the medical marijuana defense clause that was instituted. Now, at the time, they also passed new cultivation laws, and those are still in effect. And you can go look up Ohio marijuana laws with an H, folks, and you will find the information on cultivation as well as all the other things that affect us here in Ohio. Now, again, I'll give that tiny URL one more time, tinyurl.com, YHLB3T3, to find out what happened and see what John Hartman had to say. Now, do we have the time? You have time, Chuck? He's the burn man. Maybe he doesn't know the time. Let's see, just to keep up on what's going on here in my mind. 121. Okay, I'm going to get a couple of things out. Now, you know, this is the Hemp Rock Radio Show. It's not all about hemp. It's not all about drugs. It's about politics in general and focused on marijuana, hemp, cannabis, and all the rest. But it is also about music. And although we say rock, it's everything. So we have a lot of bands, such as Noctiluca, who has played for us, a lot of other bands that have played for us here out of the region, Lasanti, Frankel Project. Boy, I could go on. I'm just blanking on all the different bands that have played. But we always need more. We always need more, folks. And this is not only for the show, but this is for the world. So if you want to have your music, and you're listening to this show anywhere in the world, but especially here in Cincinnati in the area of bands that we love and support here, you can send your music to the 2010 Marijuana Music Awards. It is open to all music around the world with a marijuana flavor. Winners announced the 16th through the 18th in July at the Toronto Hemp Expo. Now, I've been to Toronto, and I've smoked pot in Toronto head shops. They're allowed to say that there. You can ask for a bong in Canada, folks. Here, oh, you better get out of here because we don't sell bongs. Canada, can I have a bong? Sure. You can go back in the back and load it up and smoke it too if you want it, if you want to. So I suggest, even if you're not in a band, you should go to the Toronto Hemp Expo. But if you are in a band, you want to contact them, you've got till May 21st, that is May 21st of this year, to be included in the Marijuana Music Awards. Now, The awards actually resides out of Australia, but you can look them up on MySpace. Just do a general search for Marijuana Music Awards or 2010 Marijuana Music Awards, and you will find all the links to go to all their websites and get your music heard, and maybe you'll win. And so, you know, we will, of course, and have played winners, and but today we're only playing local, and that's Noctiluca. We'll have another cut later in the show. But right now, we're going to move to track number 5, Burn Man. This is, of course, normally Monday's segment, but because we had to pre-record and had, by the way, yesterday's guest was Dennis Perrone. I talked to him on Sunday from the HempCon out in California, the big, huge medical marijuana conference that was, get this, Chuck, at the L.A. Convention Center. In L.A., although they're trying to shut down clubs in some areas, and we'll talk about that later, they had it at the Convention Center in downtown L.A., 50,000 people a day going through. So we got to talk to Dennis Perrone. He is the author of Prop 215, the 1996 medical marijuana law that took effect in California that the voters passed. Now, if you want that story, go to WEEDRadioNetwork.com. You can hear that interview from yesterday's show that was pre-recorded. But today, later guest in the later part of the show, of course, is Tanya Davis out of Dayton, Ohio. Right now, it is the Pottsberry Bakery segment with the Pottsberry Dope Boy, Pot and Hash, who, like I said, is normally on Mondays, but because we had the pre-recorded, he didn't make it till after, and we recorded this last night. So here we go. It's the Pot and Hash with some recipes on Hemp Rock Radio.
Hey, this is the Happy Hemptress sitting at the Hemp Rock headquarters Monday evening after the station got its new studio together. We had a recorded show today, and this evening we are recording a segment for the Pottsberry Bakery with the Pottsberry Dope Boy, Pot and Hash, that we didn't get to air today at the station. It will be airing, of course, when you hear it the following day on Tuesday, on the Tuesday segment. And here we go with Pot and Hash.
Thank you, Hemptress. Today we're going to make some chronic shortbread cookies.
Awesome.
For that, we need 3/4 cup of canna butter, softened. About 1/3 cup sugar. 1/3 cup of keef. And 1 2/3 cups canna or regular flour. You know, it depends on your choice. But you want to preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a large bowl, you mix your butter, your sugar, your keef, and you mix that until it's creamy and, you know, pretty smooth and, you know, same color throughout. Then you slowly sift in your flour. You roll out on a floured cutting board to a thickness of about 1/2 inch. Now you just cut out your favorite shapes and place it on an ungreased cookie sheet about 1/2 inch apart. And you bake that for 20 minutes and you cool it on a wire rack. And that makes about 20, 25 cookies. So, and if you make those are some very potent cookies, I'll tell you that. You'll like them. And back to you, Hemptress, or you want me to keep running my mouth?
Why not?
Why not? You know, I'm pretty good at running my mouth. Too good, some folks say. But we'll look here and, you know, I promised a few of my friends I'd give a mushroom recipe this week.
There you go.
So I am going to give one out, one of my favorites, for magic rum balls. You need 1 1/2 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 1/2 ounce of mushrooms ground fine, 1/2 cup of walnuts chopped fine, but those are optional, you know, if you don't want any nuts in it, but I like nuts, so I put them in. 1/2 cup of your butter, your regular unsalted, or if you want to use can of butter, you can. 1 cup of icing or confectioner sugar. Also, that's depending upon your personal preferences. And you need 2 ounces of rum. So you combine the graham crackers, your mushroom, the nuts if you're going to put them in, and the sugar in a bowl, and you mix them real well. Then you mix your butter and your rum in a separate bowl, and then you add your dry ingredients to that. You roll it into 1-inch balls, and then you roll them in confectioner sugar just to take care, because I know some folks say that mushrooms aren't, you know, the tastiest of things to be eating. So you can roll that in confectioner sugar, and that'll take care of everything for you. And you wrap that individually in wax paper or your plastic wrap, and that makes about 30 to 36 rum balls. If you want to get about 1/8, you know, each, that's about 5 or 6 rum balls per person.
Now, what I want to know, Pot and Hash, is are you going to use can of butter in the butter that you're mixing in the recipe so you're getting a little bit of the shroom and a little bit of the cannabis at the same time?
That'd be my choice.
Then you might not need the nuts because you might have enough nuts in your own mind after eating these things. And you won't need the nuts in the rum balls. You're already going to be, of course, metaphorically nuts in a fun way, not in a bad way.
Oh, never in a bad way.
Never in a bad way. But boy, that can certainly cut out the need for nuts.
That would sedate you very well, yes.
Absolutely. That would be one of those trips you'd have to sit back and you couldn't move and you just have to watch the screen in your mind because the cannabis has you laying down and you can't get up.
Well, it's the only way to fly.
Hey, I agree, and I definitely advise not to drive. Stay at home, relax in your bed or your sauna or whatever you got.
I would never tell people to eat anything like this because it has a very sedating effect.
Absolutely.
Stay home.
I feel that way about eating pot, not smoking it, but definitely eating it for some people. I also feel any kind of psychedelic, you should not drive. I do know that there are some people that might take little tiny amounts and get by with it, but I personally don't want to do that. I want to keep my mind and my eyes not thinking that I'm looking down a tunnel. And marijuana doesn't do that, but psychedelics will make it look like you're looking down a tunnel. Been there, done it, said I'd never do it again.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, when I eat mushrooms, I see things that aren't there.
Exactly. So, and that's all fun, you know. As quoting Law and Order on the Ibogaine episode, nobody's ever been eaten by a T-Rex.
That's true.
Okay, so, yeah, all in fun. All right, well, Pot and Hash, I appreciate you hanging out the rest of the evening and getting this segment recorded. And
I hope you told
all your friends to check it out and, listen in.
They keep asking me, how's the segment going? I say, listen, and I hope you better be.
Now, of course, you know, this is Tuesday, although it's really Monday for us. This is airing Tuesday and later in archives on the WEEDRadioNetwork.com. So he did get missed on this day. We didn't have time to put him in and... he didn't make the recording of it before I sent it off to the station this morning. But normally Mondays and sometimes Tuesdays. So you just got to tune in and see when he's on. And if you missed it, as I said, go to the WEED for archives. All right, we're out of here and probably right back live in the studio with the Burn Man and the Hemptress.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City,
WVQC.org.
Coming soon to
Cincinnati's
95.7
FM.
That's right. Okay, I did forget to give a number out earlier. That is if you want to make that March 20th Miami Valley Normal meeting up in Dayton. You can get information on that at 888-385-2843. Again, that's 888-385-2843. Now, I want to move on to a couple of real quick things, some headlines that I want to give out, and then we're going to have Tanya Davis from Dayton on the line here in a few minutes. But... coming up also in March 26th, we'll be talking about this over the next few weeks, National Day of Protest Against DEA Raids of Medical Marijuana. This is Friday, March 26th from 12 to 2 out in San Diego, or in your own downtown at your DEA headquarters. So we may try to put something like that together on Friday, March 20th, 26th, sorry. Too many marches. Okay. This is because of the recent raids in Colorado that show that this is not just a California issue, but a national issue. If you do not come out of the cannabis closet, we will lose our rights as Americans, as well as access to our medicine of choice. So, stay tuned in your downtown on March 26th. We will protest the DEA. And, you know, pot smokers are like roaches. Where you find one, there are 1,000 hiding in the closet, and you do have to get out. So go ahead and hit that and put that in your speaker and see if you can figure out. We're still learning this new board, folks. So I think you could put her on audition, and I believe maybe you can hear. I don't know if she'll be able to hear me. Anyway, am I still going out? Oh, I think you maybe. Oh, there I am again. Maybe you better leave me on program. We'll call her back in here in just a minute. Anyway, this is March 1st, and then March 10th as well. Private Michigan Medical Marijuana Smoker Club opens. This is two different days. Where? At the Greenleaf Smokers Club. So if you're up in the Michigan area in Williamston, Michigan, at the Greenleaf Smokers Club, Grand River Road, you can go. And what they say is, they hope to have as many Michigan cardholders as we can service. It's going to be a great opening party. Just bring your card or completed and sent paperwork copies. You can call to find out more information at 269-350-8837. Again, 269-350-8837. That's if you live in Michigan and you are a medical marijuana cardholder. It is an opening of the Greenleaf Smokers Club. Now, Anna is one of our reefer girls here with Hemp Rock in Cincinnati. She is also a student at UC. And, I'm gone again. There I am. you guys can probably still hear me. I'm just losing me in my headphones. Anyway, Anna, she is inviting you. This is for tomorrow. So if you live in the Cincinnati area and or go to UC, or just live near UC or just live here and you want to go there, you can do what is called an Activism Brown Bag Lunch. It's with the Activism Brown Bag Lunch series, and that's tomorrow at high noon down at the UC Women's Center at 565 Steger Student Life Center, the UC Women's Center. Again, that's tomorrow from noon to 1 o'clock. And what is going on? It is a conversation with our Vice Mayor and Councilwoman Roxanne Qualls, who, by the way, supports medical marijuana. So go include yourself with Anna and go talk to Roxanne if you live in this area. And I think we're going to go to a quick song so we can get Tanya on the line. So if you want, go ahead and play clip number 7, Burn Man. And that song is You're Not Alone. And that's our sentiments here. And that's Tanya's sentiment. And right after this song from Noctiluca, You're Not Alone, we will be back with Tanya Davis here on Hemp Rock Radio.
You can see you're not alone. No, you're not alone. We can't appear. sitting by while you swallow tears, swallow you and die. I know you need to, so open up and heed the cry. Just let it flush, I know it's just, but I'm a crush to hold you up, darling. Nobody weeps here alone. Saving up was the kind you hide behind you. There wasn't a second you haven't counted to pass the time.
Right. You're Not Alone, Noctiluca, my favorite local band, and I love all the bands. I love all the bands. I don't want to say to my good buddies and girlfriends and everybody that's in bands that I love that I don't love them any less, because I really love them all great, but I'm sorry, folks. Noctiluca is the greatest local band we have, and we would like them to go national. Again, the song is You're Not Alone. This is Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress, and let's see, it's 1:42. We are going to talk about Ohio yesterday with Dennis Perone. We talked about California and how he felt about national stuff. And we're going to focus from, oh, by the way, you know, last week, really, this is the whole point I forgot to make. Last week was medical marijuana week, but because of the snow and because of the President's Day closing of the station here, we could not celebrate medical marijuana last week for that week. So we're doing it this week at the end. So right now we're going to focus on Ohio. We're going to try to put Tanya on the phone. You're going to hit the program button, Burnman, and that should put her right over. Tanya, are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Can you hear us good?
I can hear you beautifully.
Turn her up just a little more on that blue button, Chuck. As far as she'll go. Talk some more.
Hello, Ohio.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, how's she looking on the graph? We're learning this new board, folks, so we're live in class, as a matter of fact. It's not really class, but it might as well be because we're learning. And so anyway, it's Hemp Rock, and you are Tanya. How you doing today, Tanya?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm glad the snow is starting to melt, and we can start getting busy here in Ohio to change these bad laws.
Boy, tell me. I've been stuck in my house for weeks, it feels like. And I actually was anyway, because I couldn't drive for so long. And then, of course, I just started driving, and then suddenly I can't get out again. It's just been one thing after another.
I was marooned for 6 weeks.
I bet. I bet. Now, I know you've had some of your own personal medical issues recently, and if you want to share what some of those were, you can, so people understand what your issues are as a medical marijuana patient and as a patient in general, and then we'll talk about what you do with your activism.
Okay. I am a domestic violence survivor. I got beat so bad I had domestic violence-induced scoliosis.
Okay.
I have a crippling terminal disease called pseudohypoparathyroidism, which basically means that my body does not absorb the main things that you need to survive, and I pee out any nutrients and minerals that most folks would get from their food.
You're not absorbing.
Right, I'm not. I don't absorb it. So I also have inflamed bowel disease with adhesions wrapped around the bowel. And I deal with a lot of pain. Due to me being around my friends and folks that I consider as family who have had to deal with addiction, that really scared me because they gave me 6 months to live 15 years ago.
You're doing good.
Yeah, I've been slowly deteriorating. But, you know, I had to find something safe for me. I was around a lot of folks who were dealing with addiction and coming off of those drugs, legal pharmaceuticals that folks were being prescribed. People were getting addicted to them. And when I got told I was going to die, they loaded me up on 78 pills a day. And told me I had to take every one of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I was, needless to say, I was a zombie a lot of the time. I could not function. I was raising my daughter. So I became anti-drug, anything, okay, because of addiction. And then I started searching out, like I said just a few minutes ago, I started searching out and doing research about the safest natural medicines that would hopefully improve my quality of life. You know, I had saw folks that I loved and cared about coming off drugs. Why would anybody want to put me through that? You know, whether I'm dependent or addicted, that doesn't matter. They're going to treat me the same. So
now, you know, only in defense of some pain patients who do work well with pharmaceuticals.
I'm not knocking.
No, no, I know that. I'm just saying that, you know, there are those side effects and there are those things, but there is a way to help people maintain situations so they can use them for the actual pain if they choose to, instead of being yanked back from the doc, you know, from the doctor yanking it back from them because they smoke marijuana along with it, or they think they're addicted, now they have to take them off and they don't help them, they just yank it off, take the script away, and then you've got addicts running around on the street and going after the hard drugs and heroin and things like that.
Exactly, and that's exactly where the position I was in.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's where my head was at. I had to find a way that I could be functional, remain independent, because I am not one to go into a nursing home or an assisted living. I've got too much life in me to do that. Okay. It, my spirit, anyway. My body doesn't cooperate a lot. But as far as my spirit goes...
Boy, I can't imagine what you'd be doing if you had better access physically to do things.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine if I would have been given half a chance in life 15 years ago.
Well, I'd have to be saying, I'd have to say everybody needs to get out of her way.
But anyway, I started doing a lot of research. I started getting involved with a lot of the different organizations here in Ohio, and I started doing the research, and the more I found out, the more pissed off I got.
Yeah.
You know, John Hartman... the shortest marijuana law lives.
Yeah.
folks, I don't know if you realize this, but he was denied a transplant, kidney transplant.
Yes, he was.
Which is the same thing that I am going to be going through, which
yeah.
makes my fight even more desperate.
Right. Yeah, most people aren't aware of that. And what she's talking about, folks, is if somebody needs an organ transplant of any kind, if they fail a drug test or test positive for marijuana, they are refused to even being put on the list. It is total discrimination. Oh, you smoke pot, you get to die.
Well, see, I just found this. I just learned a lot of this stuff out
yeah.
recently about myself. My kidneys are failing.
Yeah.
Very, very slowly. They're okay right this second, but I'm peeing pure ammonia.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Now let me say something, and I said this the other day to you. If somebody wants to donate a kidney to somebody like Tanya or an organ to somebody like Tanya, you can do that. The doctors, you know, if you have your doctor that doesn't have an issue with marijuana, then it's not a problem. It's just that if you don't have a donor, you have to get on a list. And if you smoke marijuana, they won't put you on that list for anonymous donors. That's the list we're talking about. So if there are people out there that are willing to do it, you should, because that'll save somebody's life that also uses marijuana.
You know, that's a great, great idea, Lynn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So... we only have a few more minutes. I just want to really, I want to get folks involved.
Well, tell us what's going on in Ohio. How many hats do you have now? I know you're wearing numerous different hats here in Ohio. And at the same time, very quickly, I do want to get out, you know, you received the Pauline Sabin Award this past year from National Normal. Very, very quickly, if you can explain what that award was and what you're doing here in Ohio.
Okay, Pauline Sabin.
Oh, Sabin, sorry.
She was the original founder of the Women's Organization for Prohibition.
National Prohibition Reform.
Right.
Yep.
WOMPR.
Which is a new organization, WNPR.org.
Right.
Yep.
Sheriff Ward McCullough.
Well, new again. Let's establish that.
She revamped it and
right.
got it going again.
Right. Pauline did it for prohibition of alcohol. Now, today, it's been revamped for the drug war by Sher McCullough and others.
Yes.
Yes.
National Normal recognizes folks. I was so shocked because, you know, I've only been really going at this for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And folks have been in it for 25, 50 years.
Yeah.
But Pauline Sabin and her organization, they single-handedly stopped the alcohol prohibition in the 30s.
Yes, they did.
And what's so funny is that actually the women started the prohibition.
Exactly. They started it and then went, oops, we screwed up.
They realized it was a mistake, so they got it stopped.
That's right.
But that was a lot harder.
Yeah.
And we have to give them credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot harder to stop a prohibition than to start one.
That's right. So now what are you doing here in Ohio? You're with Ohio Patient Network?
Last session we had State Senator Tom Roberts, who introduced, who is my senator here in Dayton. Dale Miller, they both introduced a bill. And we had medical testimony. We had Dr. Richard Wygurski. We had two registered nurses, one Mary Lynn Mather from Patients Out of Time.
Yes.
They all testified before the Criminal Justice Committee. Well, it died, as you know, at the committee. So we worked very, very hard, and Ohio Patient Network, which I'm vice president of, and Ohio Patient Action Network, and Ohio Normal, and Miami Valley Normal. Gosh, I wear hats. The AAMC. We all have been working together and put our efforts together to Drug Policy Alliance. We could not be doing this without Ed Orlett as well.
Absolutely, out of Columbus. That's
yes,
the Columbus chapter.
Columbus chapter of Drug Policy Alliance.
Yeah, now let's remind everybody, Ed Orlett is not only the president of the Ohio...
He's also a former legislator.
He was a former legislator in the 70s and was one of the co-writers of the Ohio decriminalization laws.
Yes.
And works with us now. That's right.
We've been working very, very hard to get a bill introduced over in the House. We took the Ohio Medical Compassion Act, which was former Senate Bill 343, and we've made some adjustments that would be for the betterment of the patients of Ohio. It will be introduced end of March, 1st of April,
okay,
by State Representative Kenny Yuko, State Representative Robert Hagan, State Representative Dan Stewart have agreed to help State Representative
Good.
Kenny Yuko in this endeavor. One of the things that we need to really, really stress upon is 73% of Ohioans support this use of medical marijuana. Marijuana has never killed anyone in its natural form. If it has killed someone,
or in its unnatural form,
marijuana, it has been because of the combination of a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It hasn't been because of marijuana.
Yeah.
We really, this is an election year.
Yeah. Yeah, give us about 30-second wrap-up on who they can contact for that stuff that you're trying to push through the legislature here in Ohio.
Okay, and I really hope sometime we can get back on and
absolutely.
Get a lot.
Absolutely, as we get closer, you bet.
Right, okay. You can go to facebook.com/OhioMedicalCompassionAct. Find out the latest updates on the bill. Go to ohiopatient.net. Go to miamivalleynormal.org, ohionormal.org. Well, it's right now, I guess, still, we're Ohio Normal, but we're working on our website. So the
wonderful.
Has, right. So,
and of course,
you can contact me at 1-588-588-2843.
That's 888-588-2843.
And you can email me at tanyadavises@hotmail.com. And find out anything you need to know on how you can help.
Awesome, especially if you
contact your state representative.
Yeah.
And tell them that they need to support Compassion, or you will not support them.
That's right. Won't give them your vote. Now, if you've missed all of that or forgot it all, you can always contact hemprock.com. Links to all of this is on our links page there. Tanya, it's been great. We're almost to the top of the hour, so we have to. We're gonna. Matter of fact, play on the way out a Dennis Prohm clip real quick. Let her stay on the line to hear that, and then we'll let you go, and we'll have you on as soon as we get some more information on what's going on with the legislators, Tanya. I appreciate your quick segment here.
Thank
you. And, we can't wait to have you back on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dennis Prohm, author of Proposition 215, the medical marijuana, reporting here from my new hotel, Hotel Normandy in Los Angeles, California. This is Hemp Rock Radio. WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati Radio, 95.7 FM.
Go ahead and I think if she's still on the line, go ahead and make sure
I can
that.
Hang up now.
Oh, okay, you are still there. Alrighty, Tanya, we'll talk to you later.
Maybe we can put something where we're not so. We'll have a little bit more time. I know you were having technical difficulties.
Yeah. Alrighty, we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye bye. All right, there you go. You got that off. All right, go ahead and cue that last song. Go ahead and get that last clip in there. I'm going to talk through the first minute of it. Of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio, as Dennis Prohm said. I do want to cover real quick some headlines. We're going to talk more next week about the Pennsylvania school laptop spying case. It has a war on drugs angle. Boy, I talk about being the pissed off Hemptress. I am so pissed off at this school in Pennsylvania. We will talk about that. We will also talk about the new AB, Senate Assembly Bill 2254, otherwise known as Assembly Bill 390. Representative Amiano in California has reintroduced the legalization of marijuana bill. It is now AB 2254. Also, the Iowa Board of Pharmacy, they recommended to reschedule cannabis in their state to a Schedule 2 for medical. Also, a Chico pot grower heads back to prison. That's a federal case. We'll be talking about that next week. We'll be talking about the SSDP conference, their 11th annual international conference on March 12th through the 14th. And our Anna, president of our local chapter at UC at the Students for Sensible Drug Policy, will be going. So I bet we'll get a report from her there, as well as afterwards. We'll be talking about that. Oh, my goodness. Funny story. Federal agents found 1,700 pounds of pot in Memphis, took it to Kentucky to process it, and it was lost. 1,700 pounds of marijuana lost in Kentucky. Also, the ACLU is telling a city in Michigan, return the guy's medical marijuana. That and other stories next Monday here on Hemp Rock Radio. And this is Roger Waters on our out song.
So it has been
the Burn Man. Not too bad. First time on the pod here. Maybe you'll be learning to roll it better next week. Our other mic is out, so he can't say anything. So we'll say bye. I'll say bye for both of us. We'll see y'all next week. Hemp Rock Radio, WGC.org. Coming soon, 95.7 FM.
Sports, they got arena shorts.
they had sex in Pennsylvania. A Brazilian grew a tree, and a doctor in Manhattan saved a dying man free.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 and Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio Archives at WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Famine when we need it. We got designer crime. We got Mercedes. We got Porsche. Ferrari and Rolls Royce. Yeah. We got choice. She said, meet me in the garden. I've got Gethsemane, my dear. The Lord said, Peter, I can't see your house from here. An honest man finally reaped what he had sown. And a farmer in Ohio has just repaid the loan.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race has civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org, a member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center.
We cower in our shelters with our hands over our ears. Lloyd Webber's awful stuff runs for years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano lid comes down and breaks his fingers. It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production.